Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here in Audioboo. Sat sitting in my conservatory, which is a fairly rare occasion for me. No telly, no computer, no music on, no wife. Well, still got a wife, but she's off getting her hair done, so she won't be back till about 8. Dropped her off at 5. So I came back here and decided that I would sit in here because we've had a beautiful day, to be honest with you. And it's absolutely glorious just now, and the sun is beaming into the conservatory. It's really hot, which is nice and pleasant. I thought I'd listen to some audio booze while I was just sitting with a cup of tea. And I noticed one and listened to one from Adrian Wicks at Double Street. Again on maps, Adrian was out with his MG, his lovely MG convertible, out in the town. No, well, actually, he was out in the roads in a car park. Talking about that old scenario as part of his audio about finding a spot way back from everyone else, and someone comes up and parks right next to you. and I laughed at that. I kind of chuckled at that because we've already spoken about that. It's Sod's Law, and it's a Victor Meldrew syndrome of I don't believe it. So two things I wanted to talk about. You spoke about maps as well. So the first thing I want to talk about is people park next year. While we were down in Wigtonshire on the Mackers down recently, down in Dumfries and Galloway area, Kirkcudbrightshire, what a great name that is, Kirkcudbrightshire. I spoke about a big grassy car park that run right to the foreshore at Port William, looking over Luce Bay to the Mullagh Galloway, etc. And we pulled up onto this big grassy car park that rose up and then levelled off, looking right over the foreshore over Luce Bay. And there was one car sitting looking out the water. So when I pulled in, I automatically went a good distance away from one and at a slight angle so that we weren't at all facing across to each other. And so I got the tea made in the back and the sandwiches out and handed them in to my wife, Mary. And about to enjoy this beautiful vista before us. And as soon as I got back in the car with the tea, someone came up with a car, a woman, and pulled right up next to us, not completely next to us, but, you know, about 8 or 9 feet away, but slightly in front of us, so that while we were looking out the car, we were actually could see her out of our left side, if you like, and she kept looking over. And thought, my God, I do know Victor Meldrew, you know. I don't believe this. In fact, I said, I don't bloody believe this. You know, of all the grass car parks she could have picked, she picked there. And I thought, oh, my God. So I said, I'm not having it. So I started the car again, and I crept forward very carefully so as not to spill the tea. And I pulled forward and over to the right, away from her, and facing further to the right again. So by this time, she was behind and over to the left. And I thought, oh, my God, you know, why do we have to do this? So anyway, there we were, sitting, talking about the vista and all things and how the holiday was going. And it was a beautiful day. And, oh, you know, what was the plans for tomorrow? And lo and behold, 5 minutes later, a big fancy soft top sports car pulled in with a couple. Pulled right up next to our car, and I thought, I don't believe this. I do not believe this. If that guy switches his engine off and stops here, I'm going to start the car up and drive away to the far end of this. I could go 100 yards away easily, maybe 200 yards. Fortunately, he didn't. They sat in their car with their engine running, which was really annoying, by the way, when people park. Stop their car and you're listening to the sounds of the sea and the seagulls and the peace and quiet of the shore, the lapping of the waves, and the diesel engine chugging away at your ear. Yeah. Fortunately, after 2 or 3 minutes, they backed off and went away. I was just about to move the car. So again, you know, Sod's Law, Murphy's Law, whatever you want to call it. So back to maps, and of course Adrian was talking about when he was printing out all these brochures or whatever it was for this coffee chain. And as they printed them off, he could visualize where these towns were, where these coffee shops were. And that is the thing about reading maps as opposed to sat nav. I've already spoken about the difference between the two, but the point is, if you read maps, and I know I've been driving for since I was, well, up how many years now? My God, passed my test at 17, so I'm 64 now. In 3 years, it'll be 50 years I've been driving. But I was raised with reading maps because there was no sat nav for a start. Okay, I didn't have it to start with. But reading maps, if you read a map to get to a place that you've never been before, even if it's somewhere that's only 10 miles away, you've never been to it, so you're not quite sure. So you get your map out and you read it. Yeah, I'll take the, you know, the A, B, and C road or whatever to get to it. Then after using maps for a period of time, your brain is absorbing not only the directions you're driving, because your brain is recording, you know, the second left at the roundabout, you know, the third on the right on the way down, blah blah blah. It's recording that, but at the same time, it's recording that map and where you went on that map. So, for example, most of us that use maps, if someone said to you, stick a pin on the map where, for example, St Andrews is, on the map, you know, a blank map. I'm not talking about a coloured map, a blank map. Stick a pin where you think St Andrews is. Now, the vast majority of people who have used maps and over the years have used maps will pretty damn sure where that thing is. And even smaller villages, you know, where's Killin? You know, where's Drum the Drocket? Yeah, easily do it. And of course, I'm using Scottish names, but it applies to anywhere you live in the world if you use maps. And even after all the years of driving with and touring a caravan with four kids around Wales for years, and down in England, South England, Bournemouth, and up the East Coast as well, you know, we've been to so many places, and I used maps for all of that. So if someone said to me, "Where is this town in England?" I'd pretty, you know, unless it was an obscure village, I'd pretty be sure I could stick a pin. Especially if it was a well-known town, I could stick a pin exactly where it is. If it was a lesser-known place, so I might have a wee guess, but I know the area it'll be in because it's in what's the word I'm looking for? Etched. It's etched into my brain by looking at maps, where the route was going, what towns it was passing through, where it was an A road, a B road, how to get there, motorways, where does a motorway run, where does the M74 run, or the A1M, or the 50, the, you know, the M56. All those, I can picture how they all run, the directions they run, and where they are on in the UK. With sat nav, you're not going to get that. If you use sat nav all the time, the sat nav's taking you. You know, you may well record the directions you take, but that sat nav's telling you to take second left at the roundabout and the third on the right, you know, and when you get there. And I'm pretty sure that people who use sat nav all the time and never read maps, if you were to ask them the same questions to stick a pin where a thing is, I'm pretty sure that, you know, they won't know. And if you ask them for something that maybe have been midway on that journey, oh, you probably passed through, you know, the Yettsy Muckert to get to that, because if you know where you're going. Well, where do you think the Yettsy Muckert is? Well, they would have no damn idea because the sat nav has been taking them everywhere. And if sat nav's taking you and telling you which directions to take, your brain's not registering exactly where you're going. It has no visual of a map in its location part of your brain where things are. I'm trying not to overcomplicate things, but all I'm saying is to emphasize the fact about maps. And if you're stuck, and if you have no sat nav, and you don't know how to read maps, and you don't carry a map in your car, you're stuck, matey. You're going nowhere. You're phoning a friend if you've got one, or you're phoning RAC or AA or somewhere. So, yeah, really good to hear Adrian do a wee bit more on the maps, and he's given me the opportunity to come back in and have another wee say about it. I doubt we'll talk about it again unless someone comes up with something else that might require a response. So, maps and people parking next to you again. Oh my God. Okay, gotta go. Things to do. Not really. I'm going to wash Mary's car. I'll give it a wee scourdoon. And then maybe sit in the sun outside for a wee bit till she gets back. I miss her dearly. I really do. I'm lost. You can tell I'm lost completely without her. I have no direction. Well, wait a minute. I'm going back to maps again. Cheery bye then now.